Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Kevin Spacey.
The first Western actor that has ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
This was a video that was requested by a few people, actually, and I was a bit hesitant at first to cover him because of the recent allegations towards his behaviour and in the past, and I worried that it might have been too soon, but he's an interesting person to look at for his voice because he's got a very good voice, I believe, in my opinion anyway, and I wanted to go through it because it was requested, and also because it's a good example of someone who's wouldn't necessarily considered to be traditionally a good voice, but I'd like to discuss why I think he has a good voice. And so, without further ado, let's have a little look at this clip of Kevin Spacey.
You did a movie in China recently.
I did do a movie in China. I did a film called Inseparable in China.
And what is it like shooting a movie in China?
It was, well, first of all, not a lot of people spoke English on the crew.
So like almost all Chinese, right?
Almost all Chinese, yeah. And in fact, it made me the first Western actor that has ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
Right. So the very first thing that I noticed about Kevin Spacey is that he doesn't really over-articulate at all. In fact, he's speaking with his teeth together. And if I look at his face as he's speaking, as he's saying these words, let's have a look.
I did do a movie in China. I did a film called Inseparable in China.
You can see he shows his bottom teeth, and he's got a really, really loose cheeks. And actually, his top of his mouth turns down, and it doesn't seem to move very much.
Like shooting
a bit like myself. And actually, in that respect, he's kind of similar. But he's also got a slightly forward jutted chin, like this. Just very slightly, and it kind of makes it small. But then, so then that's probably why he shows his front teeth and drops that down. Let's try that again.
I did do a movie in China.
I did a film called
Inseparable in China.
So that's the first thing I notice. And because he's built this way, and because he uses his mouth this way, he creates a certain sound, and that's part of the way he sounds. But we're going to break it down a little bit more. I said that, you know, his chin comes forward a little bit, and he's showing his bottom teeth, and this turns down. But his cheeks are incredibly loose. He's like, and something he also does is at the end of sentences, he seems to drop off. His voice sort of descends. Let's listen.
What is it like shooting a movie in China?
It was, well, first of all, not a lot of people spoke English on the crew.
So like almost all Chinese, right?
Almost all Chinese, yeah. And in fact, it...
Almost all Chinese, yeah. He sits quite low down on his voice. Yeah, similarly to me, you know, a lot of people when they're relaxed, you can hear the pulse register, where he's just, you know, sitting down there nice and low. It's not too clear, but it's not inarticulate either. He doesn't over-articulate, but he's always heard, which is... interesting.
Me, the first Western actor that has ever starred in a...
The first Western actor. Can you hear that sound? That's interesting because his tonality is... you can hear he's using his nasal resonance very much. But it helps give him a fuller, richer sound because he's not blocking it off, and he's not only using that, it's just added, you know, he's added this whole sort of area to help produce the sound that he does. And because it's somehow he's worked on that clearly as an actor through his training, but it just helps send his voice forward without having to over-articulate. So somehow his voice is resonant because he's using his resonators, that kind of open kind of areas within his body, and he's sending vibrations into many of them. And this is quite useful if you want to get your voice across or have more clarity or somehow stand out. You'll find a lot of people that have voices you remember are opening opportunities to use more of their resonators than others. If you're closing one off, or you're not allowing things to flow freely and as fluidly as, you know, and through as many resonators as possible, then it can feel stuck, and it might sound like something's missing or or you're overdoing something. But it's that roundness in his voice is because he's allowing his nasal cavity to send vibrations through, as well as his mouth and as well as his chest.
And in fact, it made me the first... Almost all Chinese.
Yeah.
And you've got to remember that he was a stage actor as well as a film actor. And so he knows and he understands that you can't be forcing energy all the time on stage. And so by using resonators and like by allowing the voice to flow through the whole instrument, then it's much more easy to use your voice and for your voice to travel and be heard. So if you're someone out there who might have trouble being understood or being heard, it could be that you're not really opening the possibilities of all your resonators up to allow vibration to have as much impact as it could do when you're speaking.
And in fact, it made me the first Western actor that has ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
And it might make me the first Western actor that's ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
Made me the first Western
first.
Actor that has ever starred.
So let's like put them together. Let's like have a chin slightly forward and let's drop mouth down, kind of keep the bottom lip doing all the work. And then, of course, you've got the finding that placement, that nasality, but balancing it. So we've got much here too. And then, of course, we've got the American accent. Curling the R's is one of those things. Let's have a look.
Western actor that is...
Starred
in a fully financed Chinese film.
That has ever starred in a fully financed... Western.
Really?
Has ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
That's ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film. Starred in a fully financed Chinese film. Fully starred in a fully financed Chinese film. So, for me, I think I have a bit of a stock solid American accent, which I sort of revert to, and it actually to work on an accent is a little bit more in depth than just looking at someone's voice and the qualities it has. And so this is not really an accent video. I just, for me, it's more like, how is he using his body? How is that affecting the sound he's creating? But as you can see, just by changing the shape of my face and how I use that and considering the resonators and the relaxation in it, it brings me closer to sounding like what he does, even though I've not worked on the accent and the specifics of that. So that's interesting. And I wonder also what he's doing with his tongue. I've not looked at that yet, but let's look at it now.
Starred in a fully financed...
Starred. Now, here's the thing, and I think this might help with the accent, because there's this thing that the tongue, especially with me, I tend to get a bit of a tense tongue and it raises in my mouth, and I find that with singing. Specifically, but I think also by bringing his tongue down in his mouth, he's creating this rounder sound as well. And I think if I was to move my tongue down, I might get closer to him. Let's look at another line.
Ever starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
Fully starred in a fully financed Chinese film. Starred. So if I bring the mid to the back of my tongue down a bit, I get much more roundness in that starred, and that's much closer to how he sounds. Do you think so?
Starred in a fully financed Chinese film.
Fully starred in a fully financed Chinese film. Starred in a fully financed Chinese film. So sometimes I find myself pulling faces here. But so look, what's the takeaways from this video? And what can we take away from watching Kevin Spacey and how he creates sound? Because this channel is about improving your voice. It's not just about how to sound like Kevin Spacey, but those things will help. So considering people's physiology and the way they're naturally built, you know, we can't all have the same voice, but we can change the way we use ours to have certain elements of that be more within us. So again, remembering this idea that if you relax your cheeks and you relax your tongue down, and you maybe send air and allow it to flow through your nose as well as your mouth by taking your tongue out the way. And if you're American, you may have qualities that are closer to Kevin Spacey. Maybe not. But it's certainly from the way I speak to just considering these elements, you can see that there is a vast change in the way I sound. And it might not be completely him, again, because it's not an accent video, but it does something, doesn't it? It changes. And if you want to have dynamics and be able to prove your voice and have options, then these are things worth considering and worth playing with. And if you like this video, there's a whole series of these. So check out some of the voices, and some of them I go into more detail, and I'm pretty more accurate at nailing precisely what they're doing. But this is, you know, this is a short series, and this is the good thing about actor training, is that you can find these things and you get to play with these things. And go through the videos on my channel, because there's so much opportunity for you to play and discover for yourself the possibilities you have. The voice is, you know, like the possibilities of what you can do are endless. It's only what you kind of tell yourself in your mind and in your conscious brain that stops you from really going ahead and doing them. So don't judge yourself. Try not to be hard on yourself. Be playful and take some of these ideas and elements with a pinch of salt, but just see what you can use from it to improve or change yourself and your own voice for fun. Don't even do it seriously. Just do it for fun. That's what this is all about. So thanks for watching. I hope that's useful and helpful for some of you. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.